Father, we thank you this morning for another day before you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for you are God that is full of mercy and grace. And Father, your abundant love towards us knows no boundary. Thank you, Father, for your help. Thank you for being there for us always. Receive all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let thy word shed light into our hearts and bless your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise team. God bless you all. Amen. Last time we spoke, it was on the subject of wisdom. And we are going to continue on that again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We spoke about the important thing of don't make faith the enemy of wisdom or vice versa, for both are gift of God. Amen? Are one of the important gifts in the spirit that God has given to mankind. And he also said in his word that wisdom is the principal thing. And that without faith, we cannot please God. So these are very essential topics. Blessed be the name of the Lord. However, I made it clear that from my own perspective, wisdom has been neglected a lot, while a lot of promotion on faith has gone along. Name instances of so many ministries, churches naming themselves faith ministries and so on and so forth, which is good, nothing wrong with that. But I find that many, our life, our walk with God, are impacted because of lack of wisdom. And God has made it clear to us, say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of the Lord. Amen? So why are we not asking on every area of our life for God to give us wisdom that can take hard situation and solve it in a very simple way? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And I pointed out that if we find ourselves always interceding, praying for deliverance, praying for God's help, praying for this and that, could it be, it's a question, didn't have an answer exactly, could it be that we have neglected wisdom along the way? So now we have to default for faith to salvage the situation a lot. Always praying, God help me with this. God do this for me. God do that for me. And please, Lord, help me. You know, which is good. We are children of God. We should pray to him. But could it be that we have neglected the important aspect of wisdom? And so we have to get the backup, the bulldozer, to move things that could have been moved with a shovel in the beginning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Wisdom will help to solve hard situation, direct your life, give you foresight. In fact, it can mix with other gifts of the Spirit to guide you in a future way on how to go, how to put your feet, how to go about. And I found out that I missed a lot. I failed a lot. I, standing here, made a lot of mistakes because I neglected wisdom. And mine is even worse because I'll bring it out later on, because it is one of the things that God gave me at the inception of the Holy Spirit, when I received the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of the gifts that God gave us is just the basic, the foundation of it. Then it is for you to build on it. Whether I give you a gift of faith or gift of vision or gift of speaking in tongues or discerning of spirit or miracles or healings or whatever that God gave you as an earnest deposit in the beginning, you are to build on it. And many of us will overlook it along the way. And I found that I'm one of those. But when I started realizing this some time back, I started asking God for wisdom in every situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wisdom, how do I go about this, Lord? And I found out, and maybe I don't have to pray too much about certain issues. because God already answered it through guiding me on how to go about it. You still pray, you still wait on the Lord, you still fast, you still do those things. But wisdom is an essential commodity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Today, let us open Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. Please, let's be hurrying about this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. Let's read it together, everybody. The Lord, by wisdom, had founded the earth. By understanding, had he established heavens. God, by wisdom, founded, created the earth. I want it to sink in. The creations you see, the things that God put in place, he did it by wisdom. I like to interpret it like this. He sat down and did a design. People that designed this building, you don't see toilet in the midst of the cathedral here, no? They put it on the side. That's where the toilet belongs. They designed it. If you just started to build and there's no plan, there's no design, there's no, you know, putting things in perspective, you might find that the staircase will wind up here, where the poop is supposed to be. And the toilet will be in the midst of the kitchen, where it shouldn't be. So God, by wisdom, designed this earth, founded this earth, and then put faith into existence. I start calling, let there be this, and there was that. Let there be that, and that was that. So he put wisdom where he bring in designing, in putting things in perspective, in the right place. But we neglect this aspect of wisdom, and then what happens is that at times we put things where it doesn't belong. I also find out that wisdom is better sought early, not later. That means in the beginning and not later. If we sought the wisdom of God early in the things we plan to do or intend to do, it will save us a lot of headache. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And a lot of anguish, a lot of crying, a lot of pain. As I said, at times we pay heavy price because we neglected the wisdom of God. And Proverbs 1 will start to say that wisdom called you early, you did not answer. And then later on, when the calamity comes, they stand and laugh at you. Let that never be our portion in Jesus' name. There's areas that is very vital in our life. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, just pull it quickly, please, for us. Proverbs 16, 16. He said, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Don't tell that to a lot of people. Probably a lot of people go for the money and for the privileges of what it brings. But here is the Bible saying, how much better is it to get wisdom than what? Gold. And to get understanding rather than to be choosing than silver. Choice silver, as he later put it on. Because it will also open ways for you to inherit all those things. In that last message, we brought out the issue of Solomon when God gave him the opportunity to take money, wealth, privileges, life of your enemy, dominance over the kingdoms of the whole world. All these things, he said, I will rather you give me wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God blessed him. People that are before him and after him, like his father, respected wisdom and feared the cause of wisdom so much that one man called Ahithophel, who has this great wisdom to make counsel. David, a man of war. David, a warrior, feared a single man with wisdom than he feared the whole armies of Absalom. That's how important he placed it. We read about wisdom where a woman called Mother of Israel, by wisdom, says, delivered a whole city. didn't have to shoot an arrow, a gun. Another man, the Bible said that nobody recognized him, nobody paid attention to him, but he had wisdom to do all these things, and he saved the city by the same means. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are three books in the Bible you need to read a little more to understand a little more about wisdom. The book of Proverbs, the book of Job, and the book of James. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They talk a lot about the wisdom of God. Amen? 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 So I'm not promoting it over anything per se. Faith is important. Righteousness is what we believe in, and so on and so forth. Every aspect of God is vital. Every aspect of his word is vital. But if you negate one and do some other ones, what happens is like making a soup and forgetting to put the spice or the salt on it. It comes not tasting just right. So we need to put everything into perspective, into understanding that this is part of what God has for us. And if you don't have it, one of the few scriptures that God has said, if you read it in book of James, I think 1:5. Can you open James chapter 1 verse 5? I think I'm right in that. Let's see if it's the same place. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, amen, that giveth to all men liberally, and does not upbraideth it not, and it shall be given him. One of the few promises that God said, if only you ask, it shall, not may, not will, not maybe, but it shall be given you. There's a reason for that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is an order, important foundation. God founded the whole earth by wisdom. He created the mankind by wisdom. Stand up and look at yourself. He designed it. He put it into, he thought about it. He previewed it. And then he brought it into existence by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So we are encouraging people to pray more over some issues in your life and ask God to give you wisdom. The part he may give you in solving it may not be what you thought. Maybe he will give you a different direction altogether or give you a revelation. I start finding out that when at times I pray for this, God in his mercy, when he tried to get it through my knucklehead and I'm not listening, he even bring it out as a dream or a vision. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For it to sink in, this is the way you should go. Is it about health? Is it about whatever it is? Seek God's grace. Let his hand direct you in wisdom, and God will make things easy. Things will be easier for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So we have about 6 topics. These 6 topics, we cannot bring it forth in a day. I don't know when I will bring the next one, just like I did the other one. But when God gives grace and there's opportunity, we'll bring it. But first on today's agenda is communication. Wisdom in communication. The part of wisdom in communication. Then when the opportunity comes, we may teach also in the part of wisdom in finance. And that topic will give us something to go look at where God was directing mankind. So go look at an ant and learn 3 aspects of their life. Ant is that little bug that digs holes into the ground and goes everywhere and stuff. He said, go to them in Proverbs, I think it's 6:6. We're not going to bring it up. That's not our topic for today. But he said, go to an ant and learn wisdom. See about 3 aspects of their life in terms of finance. The aspect of work ethics, the aspect of saving ethics, that is saving some of the money and some of the things and investing in things you have. And then the aspect of giving ethics. And we can bring it forth when the time comes, if God permits, from that. That will be the path of wisdom in finance and financial peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Then we talk about the wisdom, about the path of wisdom in health. And you see how wisdom taught us about so many things on health, how you can order your life, you know, things that many of us neglect, and things that if we start to do and we borrow from wisdom to do it, we see better things about our health. I'm not going to go into detail in that because that's not topic for today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Then the path of wisdom in building your home, raising your children, the peace of your family, your husband and your wife. Many of us neglect wisdom in this area, and so many things just went bad. Pain and suffering ensued. I believe it's 14:1 that says that a wise man build her home. And I can say the same thing, a wise man also build her his home. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But a foolish one does what? He say he tears the home down with their own hand. They bring foreign things into the home. They listen to foreign things and bring it to the home. They don't follow godly principles, no more in raising their children. They are more indulging. They are too much open and this and just so many things that wisdom will discourage. It destroyed one family in Israel. Great man of God. He was the high priest. The children was going wayward. He didn't even rebuke them or do certain things. And so at the end of the day, his family was called and named Ichabod. The glory of the Lord departed from them. This is why we have to apply God's wisdom even in raising our family, in the way we deal with one another in the family, husband and wife. Understand, say, dwell with them according to wisdom. The Bible was teaching us regarding to wife and stuff and husband. If you don't pray for this, where people like me, I made mistakes and stuff, but along the way you start learning and start putting it together. But I found out it's better to do this early. Early. And not later. We play catch up by then a lot of water has gone under the bridge. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And then the path of wisdom on God are basing us if we refuse. For God will definitely raise you up. But it's not. He will also abase you if you refuse to listen. And that's when calamity, the book of wisdom say, will laugh at you because you refuse to. That we have to prevent that by all means. I've been abased. I've been humbled because I refuse to listen to the wisdom of God. But what I'm trying to bring to us today is to see the importance of this and start to pray for it in issues that pertains to our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Those are like 6 different topics or 7. And then the path of wisdom, he said that God will grant you the ability to number your days. Amen. That you may apply your hearts unto wisdom. And not be like that rich man who thought he still have a lot of days left off. But overnight, God called him, it's time to bring into account all you are, whatever you will be. Many of us put it off. We don't number our days. There's time given to everything in the face of the earth. Time for you to go to school. Time for you to get married. Time for you to build your home. Time for you to build wealth. So that I say a good man will make wealth and live for his grandchildren also. You have to think of this and work on it. And ask God to give you grace so that you can follow through. You can seek counsel from others. What have you done? How did you do it? Seek knowledge and apply it also unto yourself. Many of us just get so big-headed about ourselves. We thought we know it all. We don't look at others. We don't try to learn others. And when we do this thing, it's from an ugly position, envious position, rather than learning and saying, God, if you do it for A, you can't do it for B. Many of us wait until we are almost at the end of the journey to start seeking wisdom. That is too late. Amen? When you start seeking wisdom at the threshold of eternity, that's not very good. God is still merciful. Still can turn a lot of things around. But there's one thing that you cannot turn around. No prayer will turn it around. Though I have a message I'll preach on that. 4 days and still early. That's only Jesus can do it. 4 days late. And still early. That's in terms of the man who died. For how many days he still came and woke him up. But for me and you, time is an essence we cannot waste. For when it is gone, it is gone. When it is over, it is over. And I see that delay in implementing wisdom in our life at times waste time. And then we start seeing to correct it later on, along the way. And time has taken its due. But God is still merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So out of this is topic, which, as I said, if opportunity comes along the way, we can still preach on some of them. Today's own is taking is the first one, the path of wisdom in communication. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me mention before going into it that communication is maybe what you say, but that's not only it in this day, modern age. What you write down, what you type, what you send by text, what you send by WhatsApp, what you do on Facebook, all these things are forms of communication. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can't name all of them. I don't know all of them. Twitter and so on and so forth. Amen? These are communication. And at times you see ignorance, almost foolishness, and the attitude of Christians in doing some of this stuff, and they don't know the harm they are doing. The extent of damage that you can do by wrong communication. Wrong communication have destroyed homes. Wrong communication have destroyed families. Wrong communication have preached friend to friend. Busy bodies that have nothing better to do, they say and do and act something, and then they sow seed of discord among brethren. All by wrong communications. Without due communication and communication that is measured by the word of God, what will come out of it is probably a disaster. So we have to watch how we communicate. We have to watch what we say or what we do. The actions that we take is also can be a form of communication. Let us read today, book of James, chapter 3. Verse 6, it's a long thing, we are going to read it through. Book of James, chapter 3, verse 6. And the tongue is a what? A fire. Wow. The tongue, my tongue, your tongue. Our test. Messages we put out there. It's a fire. He says it's a world of iniquity. It's a whole world. There are so many aspects to it. Just like wisdom have many tentacles, tongue also does that. It have areas it can penetrate and do good or damage. Say so is the tongue. Among our members, that it defiled the whole body and set it on fire. The cause of nature. And it is set on the fire of what? Hell, not heaven. The tongue. Go to 7, please. For every kind of beast and every bird of the air and serpents and of the things in the sea is tamed and had been tamed of mankind. 8. But the tongue can no man tame. The only thing that can tame your tongue is the Holy Spirit. Amen? So don't buy it that it will never be tamed. But you have to allow the wisdom of God to come into your word, to measure your word, to not to shoot from the hip like many of us does without thinking. We've grown too big for our head and mouth that we don't think what we say, what damages it, we just say it anyway because you can say it, because you have a right. Because you have freedom. Because you can't tell me what to say or do. That arrogance comes out in our world. And so we do intense damages to ourselves and to others. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. I wonder how many of us want to taste the poison. Of course, no. 9. Go on. For with the tongue we bless God, even the Father, and therefore curse we men, which are made after the similitude, the image of God. 10. Go on, please. We're going to 17. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing, which should not be. My brethren, these things ought not to be. 11. Doth a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter one? The answer is no. You can't bring out two things if it's there in that way. 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine fig, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is a wise man or a wise woman and endued with knowledge among you? Now listen. Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go back to 13 again, please. Let him shew out of good what? Conversation. And I say conversation is not limited to what you say only these days. It is what you repost. It is what you put out of there. It is what you hear and how you go about it. He said, but watch out. Measure it. Look at it before you send it out. Reread it. Let the Holy Spirit guide you in wisdom. Is it normal or is it wrong? What message am I sending? Diversity of peace? Am I building up or tearing down? Once at times we get into this phone stuff, we lose it all. It's baba, 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 baba going at 100 miles per second with our mouth. And we encourage the other one on the other end. Yes? What did you say? He had it the first time, but he just want to get more out of it. Squeeze it dry. And so this vermin, this deadly poison keeps spitting. And we do not use wisdom to draw it back. Somebody came to me in natural, but this one is in a dream a few days ago. And was saying something. I said, can you repeat it before the person you are speaking it about? No, he can't. Don't tell him that I said. Don't even mention. Why would you be saying things about somebody that you say to be truth, but you don't want me to say it to that person? Or to bring it out to that person. I start questioning it. My wisdom already. There is something wrong with this picture. You are telling me that brother or sister so and so did this and did that and did that. Poisoning my heart against my own brother. Against my own sister. Against somebody. I depend in their prayer. But you are telling me don't even repeat it before them. Wisdom will tell me immediately. Something is wrong with this picture. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, let them out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Wisdom is meek. Wisdom is not puffed up. Wisdom is not twisting everything somebody said to one thing or the other, or thinking which does what is what they are thinking. This is what they are doing. This. And I fall prey to it just like all of us here. Sorry, it's not a good feel message. But it's a message that will teach you to order your life better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To think how you walk with God and with others. To measure your attitude, to measure your actions. Because they do have consequences. Go on to 14, please. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. 15. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now there is a fine line between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of the world. Very fine line. The wisdom of the world is all these things, earthly, sensual, devilish. When you have the wisdom of God, it's not this. There's a fine line at times when we hear of wisdom, we immediately jump to this. And therefore we negate the wisdom of God. Oh, wisdom is sensual, is devilish, is earthly. And so that is the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of God is not so. I did say in the other message, there are certain wisdom of the world, like in science, in certain things, that they have borrowed from the word of God. Used it for good. The knowledge of the word of God. I named few instances. There were about 12 or 15 of them, right from the scriptures, that scientists, that people, that, you know, have borrowed from to teach. Like when we get to finance, I will name some individuals who have taught us what the Bible already said, but maybe a sentence or two or three, but then they take it and they break it down to areas where you have better understanding of it. You are not to negate that if it is good. You may call it wisdom of the world. I call it wisdom that is borrowed from God. But the wisdom of the world is not right in this aspect, because some of them are sensual and devilish and are earthly. Those things you have to avoid. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every vile work. And lastly, 17. But the wisdom that is from above is what? First, it is pure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You cannot find any taint with wisdom that is from above. It's not tainted. It's not in any way ugly or evil. It is pure. And it is peaceable. It is also gentle. And it is also easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without any hypocrisy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our conversation should mirror this. When you are a child of God, I want you to understand this. When you are a child of God, your word is anointed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And that anointing, if it comes out wrong, can still spread evil things around. That is why you have to be careful before you say, thus say the Lord, or curse people, or do certain things, because your word is powerful. You are created in the image of God. That is why you have to think your communication, especially when it's important. Good morning, that's okay. We can just say that and move away. There are certain things we can discuss and laugh at, that is it. But when it comes to core issue, maybe it is somebody coming to you about issue they have. Maybe it is their health, maybe it's their family, maybe it is money, maybe it is their job-related issue. Don't just come out saying things. Measure your words. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you don't have an answer, you don't have to give an answer right away. Say, sister, brother, can we pray over this? And if then God gives you something to say, you come out and say it. We have become Christians that are so full of our own importance, our own knowledge, that at times we don't think about the effect of the word we have to give. And so we sow seed that can destroy a lot of stuff. I've had people approach me, Christians, brethren, people of God, say things that at first I took it like that, and then the Holy Spirit allowed me to evaluate it and say, you have to be careful. This is the spirit that is at work here. Amen? And God later on have to prove it to be true. Some are so devious among us that they will see a family that is happy, a family that is doing well, and jealousy, bitterness come in, and the only thing they can do is to approach one of the family members and sow seed that can destroy the whole family. You say, have it happened? Yes. I have to judge cases like that. You say things and then you sow it in such a way, because your mouth is blabbering and just spitting that evil and so on, and so you sow seed that will endure, unless God in his mercy come to uproot it. Some even will come to you and say, it is thus said the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken. Some will come to you and say, I know where I'm coming from. I know the realm I'm speaking from. False prophet they are. They are not speaking in the name of the Lord. Draw back and look at the word of God. Look at the wisdom of God and say, will this be right in the word of God? 2-3 days ago, I was driving and I was listening to a woman being interviewed. We now live in a culture where the people now do what they call cancel culture. Cancel culture kind of mentality. If I don't agree with Bro John here, I find a way to cancel him out. If he doesn't agree with me, he can find a way to cancel me out. Some bitter groups, both on the right of America and on the left of America, the, whether it's Republican or Democrat, whatever they call themselves, they have this cancel culture mentality. Like the message we had last week, giving people second chance, they don't believe in that. They will dig up every lie, they will dig up everything, though the one that's been buried 100 years ago, and bring it to the forefront just to destroy the other individual. And many of our Christian brothers and sisters will take those lies and repost it, post it to 20, admonish you to post it to another 100. We don't look at where it is coming from. We don't judge from the Holy Spirit, is it true or not? So this woman in Scottsdale, Arizona here, did something really stupid. She got agitated about COVID-19, what is happening in the world, got agitated about the politics of today, who is right and who is wrong. She got so into it that she was looking for an answer. And instead of going to God to look for an answer, she looked around on the website and found this thing they call QAnon, Q-A-N-A something, QAnon. It's a big organization that is all over the whole world now. Millions of people have signed to it. Their premium is that they are after pedophiles, people who are abusing children and stuff, and their satanic worship that has deep state mentality that, you know, they are trying to take over the government, and this is people, you guys will probably know it better than me. So she stumbled into their website, and they have all the answers. That's her word. He said, the questions I was asking before, all the question and confusion I have, I suddenly find all the answers. This QAnon society that's taken over the internet, supporting some candidate over the other one, trying to pull down people by lying, by any invention possible. They started feeding her with lies. She later said, all these things were lies. She got to a point, she so worked up. Married for 10 years. Have never been separated from her husband for more than a week. Maybe she traveled or something. Suddenly come up, honey, we need to go our own way. Let's find our own path and see if we can move forward. So she moved to a hotel. Spent day and night going through this. Finally worked herself so up that she went to a Target in Scottsdale, Arizona here. Worked up herself about the mask, about the lie that was being spewed by these people. It is plan of this and this and that and so on. She went and scattered the where they have marks set up, and somebody caught it on video. And it went all over the whole internet. The whole world saw it. You can Google it. Scottsdale woman, high flugon woman with very intelligent, educated, has a lot of money, business and stuff. The point is not what she did, it's what came out of it about this communication that we have in this day. Suddenly, some other leftist society jumped on it and said, let us cancel her. And so they boycott, they said everything, they put everything out so much that her life was just destroyed within weeks. The husband filed for divorce. All her contractors gave up on her. They threw her over and said, we cannot deal with you. She lost everything. So within a short time, my life went from here to zero. She said that some even posted on the internet to guide me, deliberately guide me on how to take my own life. In case you don't know it, if you do this and do it this way and do it that way, just get some of the things you have in the house. Or just, they were giving her guidance on how to destroy her. But you are not worth living, they are telling her. And she bought it. That is the power of communication. And I can bet you many of those who are writing it are some of our judgmental Christian or sisters or brothers. But along the way, just when she thinks that everything should be over, somebody called her. A word in the right time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. A word in the right time. Amen. He said, the heart of the wise studied to answer, but the wicked, they spew out evil. But a word in the right time, the right communication, can issue life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the person say, I want to hire you. Say, hire me. Everybody has canceled me. Nobody wants to, even my own family and everybody packed up on me. Say, but I'm going to give you a second chance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go Google it. Her testimony is there for you to see. A few miles away from us that this thing happened. There's a time, a moment in our time that we have to answer to what we say or what we do. If we don't do that, then we are lying to ourselves. And if we don't do it early, then we do it in the threshold of eternity, and God forbid that should be the case. Brethren, this is wisdom in communication. Let us pray for God's guidance in our discussion. Amen? Don't believe everything you hear. Measure it with the word of God. Amen? Amen? If you get wisdom, you love your own soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Measure the things you say. There's a time to answer a fool. The Bible even said that in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 4 to 5. He said, answer not a fool, lest you become like him. But then answer him, lest you become wise in his own eyes. There's a time to talk. There's a time to keep quiet. There's a time that people come with you with garbage, and the Holy Spirit tell you that this is wrong. This is garbage. Throw it where it belongs, in a dead bag. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't be Christian that will support everything that comes their way. Don't be a Christian that will go and spew out everything that comes their way also. Before you post it, research a little about it. Find out if it's true or not. If you have a doubt about it, don't post it to me. Don't send it to hundreds of people. Keep it for yourself. Because what you do is that you are spewing lies, you are spewing diversity, you are spewing destruction, and you are sending it to more and more people along the way. This is not our Christian way of life. This shouldn't be. Bible says this should not be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. Amen. 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 And remember, if you lack wisdom, go to God. Ask for God to help you. The book of Psalm 19, verse 7 also told us, that God, you know, our God is good. He take the wisdom of the wise and make you simple out of it. He also make us to understand that what we call wisdom in some areas is foolishness unto God. So that's where you have to look at that thin line, that fine line, and decide, who am I supporting with my speech? Am I doing the will of God or not? If you find out, don't be among those who will take those things and broadcast it all over. The path of wisdom may not always be acclaimed, but I want you to see the lot of those who negate it. It's not good. Though it is not always acclaimed, but you see the path of those who neglect it, it turns to calamity. And that's not our portion in Jesus' name. If you don't consult wisdom early, you might consult it later on. By then, you've wasted a lot of time. There's a proverb in African adage. It says, if you don't consult a warrior before going to battle, you may have to fight the battle the second time again. Whereas if you have consulted the first time, you'll solve that problem initially. So let us pray in every aspect of our life that we find out we are not doing well. We find out that we need help. Let us ask for the wisdom of God, be it in your ministry, be it in your finance, be it about your health, be it about your family, be it about communicating. You see your family being divided or destroyed because of word that is coming out and things that are being said. Let us go to God who say, I will give it unto all men liberally, freely, in abundance. And he does not upbraid you for it. Let us seek God in wisdom and let it be bring peace to our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are home listening to us today, you can't have this kind of wisdom without Jesus Christ. You need to give your life to Christ and call on him to come and guide you and direct you in the areas of your life that you need to walk in wisdom. He says if you lack it, if you think you lack it, it's not just one area. There are so many areas. If you lack in any of this area, call on God to help you out in Jesus' name. Ask him to come and give you wisdom and guidance on this specific area, on this issue, and the wisdom of God will guide you through, and then you go on to do great things. I bless the name of the Lord today. If you are watching and you have situation that has been there, chronic situation that has been there, and you keep wondering, why have I prayed so much? Why have I sought the Lord? Why have I waited? And so on and so forth. I'm not getting the answer I need. Ask God to give you wisdom on this particular issue, and God may give you a way out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.